All right, next up from Wisconsin is head coach Mark Johnson. Coach, are you with us?
Yes.
Fantastic. We'll open up for some comments from you to lead us off.
I think with a lot of the other coaches, I want to congratulate Nadine for her opportunity down at Ohio State. Certainly wishing her the best of luck. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of excitement. There was disappointment as we finished our season last year, and I think the players that are returning, you know, had a good summer. They're excited to start the new season. If you look at our roster and some of the comments from the other coaches, we have some good pieces coming back, not only up front, but on our blue line and certainly in the net with Wynan Renee coming back for her senior year. A lot of good pieces, and so we're excited to start the process, a little bit different than maybe some of the other years where we're starting off so early up at St. Cloud, but there's only so many weekends, and you got to play 34 games, and so we're excited about what the year might look like, but you still have to perform, and you have to be consistent, and it's a long season, so you have to be healthy as well, so... As we start, there seems to be a lot of excitement within Badgerland.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open up for questions.
Mark, this is Brad from the Herald. I'm curious your thoughts on 3-on-3 overtimes.
My personal opinion is I don't think our league's ready for that.
In what way? Why do you think they're not ready?
Well, I think if you look at what the NHL and why they did it, they were looking to break ties and maybe open up some space for the high-level players that each team has. I just don't think as a league, if we get down to 3-on-3 and we have people watching the game, it excites people. I just don't think we're ready for it, especially in some of our venues. You go to St. Cloud and you're on an Olympic ice sheet and you get down to 3-on-3. I just think, one, we're not ready for it, and two, you might give some teams some advantage compared to other teams. So I think as time goes along and we discuss it, and I always like discussing those things, I just don't think we're quite ready for it.
Coach Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network, you guys get picked number one in the preseason poll. How much pressure does that put on your team?
Well, probably the way you look at it, I mean, I personally, especially early in the season, don't look at rankings or things on a weekly basis. Obviously, if you look at our lineup on what we did last year and the players that we return, we felt we were, if you look at it, we're probably going to be up there pretty high, but you still have to go out and play. You have to, do things consistently and week in and week out. And so as far as pressure, I don't really get involved in the pressure part of it. So to answer your question, no, I don't feel any added pressure.
Kelly, again, Coach, talk about your incoming freshman class.
We graduated seven, and we brought in a couple goalies. So this class has got seven in it. Oh, we graduated eight. We bring in seven in with this class. I think as I look at them, as I've been on the ice a couple times now here within our rules. I'm pretty excited about where they're starting their freshman year out. They seem to be pretty skilled players. A bunch of them are very good skaters. And if you look at the mix of all of them, they've all had a chance to play at a pretty high level and come in with some pretty good statistics from their respective teams that they played at last year. But I think as some of the coaches mentioned, some will adjust quite quickly. Some might take a little bit longer, but what I like is, they've got good attitudes, they've got good work habits, and so at the starting gate, they're in a pretty good position.
Mark, it's Brian with the Badger Network. What more can Anne-Renee Desbiens do, as far as building off last year? I don't know how much better a goaltender can be.
Well, I think, as we start out, Brian, I think, you reflect on what she did last year, and it was a very special year for not only her but for her position. And the big thing is when you have success, and like the success she had last year, is you got to go back and work in the summer. I got advice, a couple years in my NHL career, very similar, where you play well, you play in an all-star game, and somebody comes up to you and says, hey, don't forget why you got there, because of your hard work and your commitment to becoming better. And I think over the course of the summer, Anne Renee worked hard, put herself in position. She's up in Canada right now in Calgary at the Canada National Camp. And she's got a bigger goals than what happened last year in her life. And hopefully she'll come back with a very positive attitude, get off to a good start, and really enjoy and have a successful senior year. And it all comes down to the process. And if you're committed to the process of working hard each day and trying to become better, the results generally take care of themselves. And so a combination of that, we look forward to her having a very successful senior year.
Mark, Nicole Hazy, USPHO. One of the things that you talked about a lot last year was how the girls worked in the locker room. Obviously, this is the first season in a few years that they're coming in with all of those expectations on them. What is the feeling like among the girls, among the team, and in the locker room right now?
Well, I think that's probably what excites our coaching staff, so much early in the process here, is the chemistry seems to be well. It seems to be at a real high. The players seem to get along with another. They've got good work habits, and that's a great starting point. If you have kids that are willing to push each other, hold each other accountable, enjoy being around and spending time with each other, and have good work habits, again, when you're starting up, if you have those things in place, it's a good place to start off. And from what time I've spent with them, I see that.
Mark Bryan, again, you scored a few goals in your career. Do you like the ability that your team possesses as far as putting the puck away?
Well, I think, the kids coming in, whether it's Presley Norby or Alexis Mauerman or Abby Rock, I mean, those kids, collectively at their respective teams last year offensively, did pretty well. But again, as I found out, when you go from college to pro, or these kids going from their teams that they played on last year into college, that next step is going to be quicker. Things are going to be faster. Players are going to be stronger. You're not going to have as much time. But, if they continue to work hard, we hope to get some contributions from the younger players, as well as some of the returning players with Pankowski and Nurse and Sid McKibben, some of our sophomores last year moving into more of a role. So, if you can get depth in your scoring, it's a huge advantage in the women's game.
Coach Kelly Schultz again, I asked Brad Frost the same question, but I want your input on what you notice about the opportunities now that the National Women's Hockey League, of course, you've had a couple players that have gone on, and of course the international game. What's it like seeing how much women's hockey has come?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, those kids now that graduate from our league or throughout women's college hockey, they don't have to hang their skates up or they don't have to go to Europe. A lot of our players in the past, one being my assistant coach, Jackie Friesen, she went over to Europe for 3 years and played, and that opportunity still exists for a lot of players if they choose to do that. But what's exciting is now kids, after they graduate from college, have an opportunity. If they choose to, they can continue playing hockey. And I think it just, it speaks volume for, the number of players on the women's side that have got involved at hockey at a young age, the commitment by a lot of different coaches and organizations at the youth level that have worked with these players. And as we get them into college, the coaches around college that work with their players and make them better, it's created this depth, and the depth that we're seeing now is outside of college. And, I was in Lake Placid this summer, watched some of our under 18 and under 22 in national practices, and the depth of the players and their ability, even our national players, they seem to be getting better. So hats off to a lot of people that have worked with a lot of different young ladies, and the opportunities for those kids now after college exist. So it's very exciting.
Anything else for Coach Johnson? Coach, well, thank you very much. Best of luck, and we'll see you guys next weekend as we drop the puck in the season.